Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals handed the North Carolina magistrates a huge victory, ruling that the plaintiffs, who challenged the religious liberty opt-out law regarding same-sex marriage, lacked legal standing to challenge the law. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This case, Matt, goes back some years. It goes back before the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately handed down its decision, where there was efforts in North Carolina to move forward with forcing same-sex marriage on the magistrates by virtue of a court decision. Liberty Counsel filed suit on behalf of the magistrates against the law, asking for an opt-out so that they would protect their religious freedom. And in the meantime, the legislature came together, passed a law that provided for religious protection, for religious conscience. The governor, this is the same governor that was in the news regarding the whole LGBT issue in Charlotte, he vetoed the law. And the legislature got together and they overrode his veto. Then the law went into effect. Everything seemed to be fine. But there were individuals who filed suit against the law claiming that it should be struck down, the law that provides the religious conviction conscience opt-out. And Liberty Counsel got involved, continuing to represent the magistrates there. And now the Federal Court of Appeals has dismissed the lawsuit, saying that these plaintiffs that were challenging this religious liberty opt-out law lacked legal standing, and so this law continues to be effective, and these magistrates continue to be able to have this religious opt-out. So this is great news.
Great news. Have you ever noticed, Matt, how the left, they love to call themselves pro-choice when they're talking about a person's choice to dismember alive a preborn child and torture that child to death. But with everything else, they're not pro-choice, whether it's school choice, whether it's freedom of conscience, religious liberty. So what they are doing and what they are saying by suing to have this law overturned and to compel these magistrates to violate their conscience so that they can have some kind of affirmation for their objectively immoral behavior and for their counterfeit so-called same-sex marriages. So they want to compel, they want to silence dissent, and they want to compel action. So it's more than just trying to silence your opposition. It's to, they are attempting to affirmatively force your opposition into indentured servitude, effectively, in conducting labor on behalf of you and your radical ideology.
You know, I've been dwelling on this, what St. Augustine said, and he warns us about real freedom cannot be reduced to a sense of choice. It is instead freedom to act fully and to resist what he termed fantastica fornicatio, the prostitution of the mind to its own fantasies, example, gender theory. The lie is biggest when it insinuates itself into our own very selves, when we lie to ourselves and choose, quote, to believe nothing. This cult of random choice is a camouflage for a deeper abyss of forgetfulness over what is missing. This experience is what the Prussian military strategist Clausewitz called the drop of poison. We give in so many times that when we finally catch on, we are incapable of choosing to resist.
It's kind of like the so-called boiling the frog.
Right.
Starting with cold water, and before
exactly.
they realize it, they can't get out and they're done. And this continually chipping away at the foundation and the values ultimately changes a society. I read this book about the Supreme Court decision, 1927. The main title is called Imbeciles. It's a 2016 book. It's got a subtitle regarding the Supreme Court. And it's regarding the whole idea of forced sterilization that was based upon Darwinism, social Darwinianism, where you have survival of the fittest and then human populations participate in the evolutionary process by eliminating certain kinds of classes of people that would ultimately bring down the species in their view. And the real shocking thing goes along with what you just said, Holly, is how an entire culture, medicine, law, psychology, counseling, the popular, the academic literature, all of these could be duped into accepting that worldview.
Right.
And it really is a wake-up call to kind of step back from your own culture and make sure that you're grounded in objective truth and reality. The Bible ultimately transcends these temporary changes of cultural morality or values, if you will. And in this case, you've got magistrates who are believing what people have believed from the beginning of creation, that there's male and female, right, and that marriage is the natural union between a man and a woman, that they're made as part of the nature, part of God's creation, complementary to one another, and this is the foundation of our society and marriage. That's what they believe. What millennia of human history has believed, what the scriptures clearly articulate, what the natural created order affirms, and they want to not participate in promoting something contrary to that. They have a religious liberty conviction. All they're asking for is, let me do my job,
right,
but let me be opted out of having my conscience seared. And these people here filed suit to try to say, no, you have to do this marriage of same-sex couples if you want to participate in this particular profession. It's a dangerous mindset.
Right.
The great news, however, is that the religious liberty of these magistrates have been thus far preserved.
And hopefully they will continue to be preserved. I know there have been other successes with the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a different case, agreeing to look at this Colorado case where they were trying to force Jack Phillips, a baker, into basically going through sensitivity training, indoctrination, and penalizing him significantly for refusing to, politely declining to bake a cake for a so-called gay couple, even in a state when there was no such thing as so-called gay marriage. So the Supreme Court's going to look at that, which I think bodes well for religious liberty and maybe not so well for the radical LGBT agenda. We're seeing a number of victories starting to pile up here, and so we need to be praying that that God would intervene in all of this and protect our freedom of conscience and religious liberties.
Right. And like I think of our client, Kim Davis, it mm-hmm. takes people, you know, from all walks of life who have the courage to stand for their beliefs, not out of hate for people that are sexually confused, but not allowing their agenda, that minority agenda, to steamroll over the conscience of everyone else.
Yeah, and she was willing to take a stand. And as a result of her stand, we have a different governor in Kentucky,
right,
Christian, pro-life, pro-family, pro-religious liberty, pro-marriage, pro-Kim Davis. As a result of her stand, there is also the legislature, Republicans and Democrats, came together amazingly in this kind of day and age with the division of the parties, unanimously passed a religious freedom law, and that was signed into law by the governor, Matt Bevin. And it's because this one woman refused to be coerced,
right,
to authorize under her name a marriage that conflicts with God's definition of marriage between a man and a woman.
I will not give in to the drop of poison, says Kim Davis.
Yeah, St. Augustine echoes through history.
Exactly.
Different generations have to deal with that same thing. And so where do you get your objective truth? Where do you get your compass where you find out where due north is? You know, that compass can constantly move around in people's values, like in Nazi Germany. How in the world did that country and the Nazism get to the place where it did what it did? It was a cultural change. People participated in it. You look back on it and you say, how in the world could they have done that? It boggles the mind. You have to be aware of the culture, and you have to be grounded in objective truth. And certainly the scriptures and the natural created order from our Creator ultimately gives that grounding. Certainly the scriptures through history,
right,
have been the true north compass, if you will.
God never changes. We have that to stand on. And the way He created us as male and female never changes.
Yeah, and that's also part of the natural created order, just
exactly,
like gravity is. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So This is a great victory in North Carolina. We're going to continue to fight for religious freedom as we did for Kim Davis and ultimately won in that case and in other cases around the country as well. But without your prayers and certainly your financial support, we wouldn't be able to stand with the North Carolina magistrates or Kim Davis. These things take significant amount of resources, and your continued partnership with Liberty Counsel is essential to that. So partner with us as you extend your reach to all of these battles, the sanctity of human life, religious freedom, marriage and the family. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more resources and information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.